Hi, welcome to Back to School with Haley Bell, the Opera Mom. I'm so excited to be with you guys today, and I hope that you have had a wonderful week and are ready to take on the day since today is Monday. At least I hope it's Monday, because that means that I'm on track getting all of these things out. Anyways, what we are going to talk to you each other about today is something that I think a lot of us can relate to when we have started any new project or any new activity in our lives, and that is the first 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks suck. The first 2 weeks of any new anything are very, very hard. They can be wonderful and exciting and awesome, but they can also be extremely difficult and can make you feel like you just want to give up and say goodbye to everything. Being in school, no different. So, my very first semester at the University of Utah, I was taking a full load of, I think, 12 credits, a full load for a music student is normally 16 to 18 credits, but because I had finished almost all of my general eds, I only had to take the core music classes. So I was only taking 12 credits at that time. And my very first music theory class, my teacher said, the first 2 weeks of this class are like a hose being put at your mouth, turned on full, and you just gotta try and get through it. So I was trying to get through it. I didn't really believe her at first. I thought that she was just kind of exaggerating because I'm thinking, maybe for these young kids who don't know how to handle stuff, it might be really hard for them. But for me, I am mature. I am educated and wonderful at what I do. And so I really didn't think I was going to have that big of a problem. But the first 2 weeks killed me. I remember spending approximately 5 to 6 hours on my homework every night, and I would fall into bed so tired and so exhausted. I just felt like I was running on fumes all the time, even though I was sleeping and I was eating, and I just didn't think I could do it. During those first 2 weeks of my very first semester, I actually ended up dropping a class because I didn't think I was going to be able to devote the time to it that it needed. But those first 2 weeks are really, really rough. I remember my voice teacher saying, "Well, what's going on? Why are you so tired? And how can I help you and whatnot?" And I told her my schedule, and she said, "Haley, you need to have a break before you go to bed. If you don't have a break and you go straight from doing homework to getting into bed and going to sleep, you're going to dream about your homework." And sure enough, I was dreaming about my homework. I was dreaming about a counterpoint and about time signatures and how to put together a proper line of music. And it was really, really difficult for me. And so I had to learn how to adjust to this new schedule of having to do homework when I got home from school and be a mom and still spend time with my son and have dinner and then put, a little man to bed. One really great thing was that my husband is a freaking saint when it comes to this. And I'm sure he will tell you that, oh, he was just picking up the slack, and that's, what good husbands do. But he was absolutely amazing when it came to me in my first couple of weeks of school trying to adjust to this new schedule. So when talking about that, why I bring it up is that when you get back to school or you go back to work, and your entire schedule has just been turned on its head, you have to make concessions. There are certain things that have to be put to the side, things that have to let go, and responsibilities and obligations that you have to give to other people. My husband's biggest thing that he took over for me when I was starting school again and still trying to get into a routine, which actually continued for the rest of my time in school, was that he did dinner. Now, I'm not saying he did dinner like a can of soup and he put it in the microwave and gave it to me. No, he would make dinner real consistently almost every night. That is unbelievable. Other mothers, other wives in the program, or just people that I knew, would find out that he cooked almost every single night for me so that I could do my homework and I didn't have to worry about it. They were always shocked. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat to that is that before Weston and I got married, I pretty much told him I don't cook. And it's not because I don't like to cook, and it's not because I don't have a desire to nurture and to feed my family. It's because I quite legitimately am horrible at it. There's not a lot that you can do as a cook if you are even incapable of cooking top ramen. So there's a story behind this that I will tell briefly, real quick. My husband and I, this was before we got married, and I was doing just a little bit of a snack lunch kind of thing right after church on a Sunday. And we got to talking and to doing things, and I left the top ramen on the stove. Now, leaving something on the stove, totally understandable. That's like, oh, oops, and it's a little overdone. No, I completely forgot about it. And by the time I remembered it, there was smoke. I don't know why the fire or the smoke alarm did not go off, but it didn't. But there was smoke and just awfulness happening in the kitchen on the stove. And I took the top off of the pot, and the top ramen was pure black and completely adhered to the sides of the pot. So when I say I can't cook, I'm not joking. I cannot cook. I try so very hard, and every once in a while I'm able to follow a recipe really, really well, but it takes so much of my focus and my energy to cook that my sweet husband has taken over most of it for us in our family. So if we're gonna have a really good dinner, like we're doing this really amazing thing tonight for dinner, ravioli and Italian sausage and whatever, my husband's whipping something amazing together. It's all him, and any of the really, really good food that we have, it's on him, and he offers to go take family's food, and he's the one that's like, all right, so what should we do? What should we do? And when he says we, he means me, as in him. And I'm never really a part of it, and it's because I'm so bad at it. So the fact that Weston was willing to take it over completely once I was in school and not having a lot of time was a really big thing for me, and I'm so very thankful that he was able to take that off my plate. Get it off my plate. Me and my punniness is not very good. So back to the idea of the first 2 weeks. You need to figure out what it is in your life that you can put to the side that you can just let go for a little while. If you're in school, you can let something go if you know it's going to be a kind of short-term thing, like, okay, well, instead of vacuuming the floor every day. If you have carpets like mine, you have to vacuum like twice a day. But instead of doing that, you're saying, okay, I'm going to vacuum once a week and that's it. And even if it's going to drive me crazy in the floors or whatever, I'm going to make the choice right now. I'm only going to vacuum the floors once a week. Now, that's just an example. That might be something for somebody else. Maybe like scrub the toilets. I'm going to scrub the toilets once a week. Or I'm only going to make my bed once a week on Saturday so that it can be pretty all day long while I'm around doing stuff. So Things like that. And I know that's all housekeeping stuff, but I know for us moms, a lot of times we notice those things and it's hard for us to let them go when we're sitting there staring at things. So try and find one or two things in your life that you can just put to the side for a little while. Now, if you're going back to work and this is going to be a long-term thing, try to figure out how to adjust your schedule to include these things in your life that you know make you happy or that you just have to get done so that you feel comfortable. Try to reschedule them in your lives that make a little bit more sense. When you go from being a stay-at-home mom to being a working mother or a school mom, you suddenly don't have the same amount of time that you did before, and things that you didn't realize took you so long to do. Once you have a finite amount of time, you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I don't have time to spend, 45 minutes folding each piece of laundry and putting them in exactly the same place that they were yesterday, or, lovingly doing the dishes or whatever. You know what I mean? Like things that you've kind of taken a languid amount of time on. Feel free to figure out how to do them faster. One thing that my mom did for us when she came and stayed with us after my son Jacob was born was she observed that we always got the three boys dressed downstairs. We never ever were upstairs to get them dressed in their bedroom. And she said, well, why don't you guys just bring the laundry downstairs and put it by the washer and dryer? That way, when you get it done, you can just fold it real quick and put it in the drawers right there. And at first I was kind of resistant to the idea because, no, laundry goes in the bedrooms in the dresser. You don't do laundry by the laundry downstairs. You put it in the dressers. So I had this really rigid idea of what was supposed to happen with the laundry. And after a couple of weeks of doing it the other way, I began to realize this was actually really helpful. Now, there was a pitfall to that that showed up a couple of months later that really started to bother me, which was if all of the laundry is downstairs, all of the laundry is downstairs. So we had laundry everywhere because our laundry area is very, very close to the living room. So the laundry clothes would just spill out into the hallway and then into the living room. So I had this crazy influx, excuse me, of clothing everywhere. And it was driving me crazy. And we had laundry baskets that we were trying to like just put everything in. And we had like a short laundry baskets for clean stuff, tall laundry baskets are for dirty stuff. So then when my mother came again, if you can notice a trend in my podcasts, my mother is a catalyst for change in my life a lot. So I really love her. And I know you listen to this, mom. So I love you. She was like, okay, you have way too many clothes. If you can't keep up on it, at least like doing one load a day and keep things semi-organized chaos, you guys have way too many clothes. So she had come again and we went through all of my clothes, mine as in my family's clothes. So all three boys, all of our clothes that we had put in storage, all of my clothing, my husband's clothing, and put it all together and then just started sorting through the entire pile. And we would look at it. If there was any stains on it, it got thrown. If it was too small, it got put into a box of too small or too big for the kids because we are planning on having one more. So we don't want to get rid of all the clothes from the boys. And then, we got anything that wasn't an immediate, oh yes, I'd really like to keep that. We put in a go away pile. So either DI, donate, or throw. So that way I could manage the laundry a little bit better. So we did that. We went through all the clothes, got rid of a ton. I think we got rid of something like 5 bags of clothes, like big trash bags full of clothing, either to DI, excuse me, either to thrift stores or thrown away or boxed up and put into the garage. After that, we then went a couple of weeks of just dealing with the smaller amount, which was wonderful, when I realized that I was inefficiently using the space in our laundry area, and that I could use it a lot easier and better and keep it more open so that it was easier just to pull the clothes out, fold them, and put them away. So we have those clear drawers from Walmart or Target or wherever you want to get them. They're the organization drawers that are clear plastic. And I put all four of our drawers up on the shelves in the laundry area and labeled all of them. And so now everything was clear. The reason I'm going into a lot of depth with this, if you guys are like, okay, well, why is she talking about this is lame? I hope you're not thinking it's lame, but if you are, here's why. I want to give you guys a really good example of how you can efficiently change things in your life to make it a little bit easier while you're making that adjustment in that first few weeks of school or first few weeks of work. So, back to my amazing laundry. I was very proud of this, by the way, too. It made me very happy. So, I put all the drawers up. I had all this clean space. I cleaned off absolutely everything. And you know, laundry rooms can get super dusty, which is really obnoxious because you're like, come on, this is supposed to be cleaning. We're not supposed to be getting linty dust everywhere. But then I had everything cleared. So, the top of the dryer was cleared. And the drawers were all up. I have one of the drawers that is for toys and Christmas birthday presents for the boys. So I covered it in contact paper. And now all of our presents for the kids are in that drawer that they can't get to and they can't see into. But we know it's there and we don't forget about it in the garage or in a storage unit or something like that because that happens a lot. That actually happened this last year with Easter. We had bought something, put it away, forgot about it, and then like halfway through the day, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about the bubble machine. We need to go get it. So now it's right there, so I don't forget anything. And this has made it really streamlined where I take the laundry out of the dryer, I put it on top of the dryer, I have a clean space with the washer and the dryer right next to each other to fold everything. Then I put all the boys' clothes in their drawers right in front of the dryer. And then I take all of our clothes and put them in a short laundry basket, which then goes upstairs, and I put it away as fast as possible so I don't forget. And then the boys get into it, and then I suddenly have all of my work that I did is gone. So that's kind of the idea between the first couple of weeks of school is figure out in your life what you can simplify, figure out what you can let go and not worry about anymore, and figure out what is going to help you the most, like having a spouse or partner take over food or picking up and dropping off kids at daycare or giving you a dedicated 2 hours every day for homework. So I hope that this has given you guys some good ideas and that you'll be able to put them into your life as you're starting off. And for me, it was a really scary time, but a really exciting time as well to be in school again and to be being educated by my teachers and lectures and taking notes. So I hope this is an exciting time for you as much as it is a stressful time. So have a good week, and I will talk to you guys all again. And I hope to have some really fun announcements to give you next time, some things in the works. So, hugs and loves to all of you from me, the Opera Mom.